From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard, schools, and about half of the Brussels metro system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the terrorist attacks on Paris last week. The city remains under the highest threat alert level due to what the authorities have described as a serious and imminent threat of attack. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans that he knows of no specific and credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Mr. Obama said Wednesday U.S. counterterrorism, military and intelligence, and law enforcement officials are continuing to monitor threats at home and abroad.
And while the threat of terrorism is a troubling reality of our age, we are both equipped to prevent attacks, and we are resilient in the face of those who would try to do us harm.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. But he said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. He canceled a planned trip to the nation, but did speak with Turkey's foreign minister. The two agreed to meet in coming days. The United Nations welcomed a peace agreement signed by two tribes in southern Libya and reiterated its calls for the approval of a national pact to end more than a year of political crisis in the country. Qatar brokered the agreement between the Tuareg and Tebuk tribes in the town of Ubari. The state-run news agency said it includes a permanent ceasefire and a return of displaced people to their homes. This is VOA News.